Smile. 90.4 FM.
Last week, something happened on the show, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it.
Watching soccer, one of his colleagues took a nap in the room, and halfway through the game, we saw some liquid protruding from the room into the lounge. So upon investigation, it was his friend Mike taking a leak in the wardrobe.
The only thing I can think of in his defense is, have you guys ever seen that sign on the bathroom door and it goes WC?
Yes.
water closet.
That's water comfort. Water comfort, not water closet. You're getting it wrong the way Mike did.
Right.
Yes.
The confidence.
The confidence.
Yes.
With which you said, I'm getting it wrong.
Yes.
I haven't been able to stop thinking about it because, okay, my dear colleague, Bobby Brown, It is most definitely not water comfort. It is water closet.
I'm confused. So where am I getting water comfort from?
Only you know, Bobby.
I don't know.
Only you know, because it actually just doesn't exist.
Maybe you really liked the bidet growing up.
No, I'm pretty sure that I've never said it. I think that was the first time I said it out loud. But in my head, over the years, I've always believed it to be water comfort.
Well, you are the only one.
I'm not. I'm sure there must
be. You are definitely
I'm
the
sure
only
there
one.
Are people out there who believe that the phrase WC or the abbreviation WC stands for water comfort.
You are very, very misinformed.
I went looking online.
That's so funny.
And there was, the internet is full of weird, random communities, right? Uh-huh. There is no community of people who say the term water comfort.
Not even a subreddit.
So they're like, use it in a sentence.
Use water closet in a sentence.
I'm going to go visit the water closet.
Nobody would know what the hell you're talking about.
But what I'm asking is, are you saying you go to the water comfort or you go and have some water comfort?
Yeah, that's exactly it. So if you had to ask me... If you had to ask me to explain the term, I would go, well, obviously you go inside the space to go and experience some water comfort.
Bobby, that's even worse.
Both bodily and from a rinse, shower, flushing point of view.
Are you saying you like the splashback?
No. Surely he means relieve himself.
No, I'm saying you're getting comfortable because you are expelling and also... And also you are rinsing off and occasionally soaking.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
So I thought all of that together refers to water comfort, so it made sense to me.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.